Parshas Vayera, when Hashem has made the decision to destroy Sodom, he says, Vahashem Amar, Hamechaseni Me'avraham Asher Ani Oseh. Am I going to keep back? I'm going to hide from Avraham what I'm planning on doing. Ve'Avraham Hayo Yiyeh L'Goy Gadol Ve'Atzum. Avraham is going to become a great nation. The psukim, they kind of don't read. First, Hashem says, can I hold back what I'm going to do to Sodom? And then the next pasuk says, Avram's going to be a great Am, a great Goy Gadol Ve'atzum, V'nivruchu V'oy Kol Goyei Haaretz. Rashi comments here, Medrash Agada Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, Hoyel V'Yizkiru Baruch Hu. In the middle of this set of psukim is a statement about the greatness of Avram Avinu. Doesn't seem to relate exactly to Hashem's statement, how can I hold it back from what I'm about to do? I have to tell Avram. Then the Torah continues more about Avram. What exactly is the connection here to telling Avram about Sodom? Avram, Hashem is Meshabech and Admoid. Wonderful, great person. Goy Godl Ve'atzum. Historically, he's going to Mitzavis Bonav, etc., etc. What exactly does that have to do with holding back Sodom? Let's take a look at Avraham Avinu's life. Ramban, it's really Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara says that Alpaim Toyu, the first 2,000 years of history, were essentially Toyu. Now, you know, anybody know what year Avraham was born? Who knows when Avraham was born? 1948, right? 52 years before the end of the 2000. That's good. So, basically, same as Israel. I hear. Okay, it's a good way to remember it. I hear. So, 2,000 years of Tayu. Now, gentlemen, does that mean there were no tzaddikim? There was Adam, Chanoich, Mr. Shelach, say Shais, perhaps, even Shame. So what's 2,000 years of Tayu? What does it mean? Avram, apparently at a young age, the Machlekes and Chazal, exactly what his age was, but at some age, Avram did something unbelievable. In a world of Avodah Zarah, in a world where people were praying to the stars and to the sun and to the moon, etc., etc., Avram came to a realization that there's a Bayreel. But he didn't just come to realization of the Bayreel. He became passionate about it. And he spoke up. And he spoke out. He spoke out so loudly and so clearly that got him into big trouble. Chazal tell us that in his years in Ur Kasdim, the Melech of Ur Kasdim, Nimrod, wanted to throw him into a Kivshan Ha'esh. Threw him into a Kivshan Ha'esh. And he was miraculously rescued. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him. He was untouched. Nisei Nisim. Still in all, Avram had to leave. He had to go. The Ramban writes, he was still afraid of the Goyim. You don't want to live among people like that. So he hightailed out of Ur Kasdim and made his way back to his home, back to Haran, which where he was from. When he got to Haran, Hashem said, Lech lecha me'aretzucha me'melatzucha me'beis levicha. Sent him out of there, told him, keep going to the place I'm going to show you, El Eretz Asherecha. Eventually, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings him into Canaan, into Eretz Canaan. When he gets into Canaan, he's also a little uncomfortable. A lot of goyim here too. Doesn't want the same thing to happen. But he gets a promise as soon as he walks into Eretz Yisrael. Lezarecha etenes Eretz Hazois. Hashem promises him, this land is yours. You have nothing to fear. This land is yours. What does Avram do? Vayikra v'shem Hashem. I said it's the first Chabad house. He opened up a Chabad house, literally. He opened up a base tefillah, a base medrash, where he claims, says the Ramban, Vayikra v'shem Hashem. The Ramban learns that he proclaimed Hashem with passion, with fire. With fire. And he was matzliach. Es nefesh asher osu v'charon. He became a world figure. In this week's parasha, when he comes to the Bnei Ches to buy a place to bury Sarah, Nesi Elokim Atah B'Sricheinu, he was a melech. He was world famous. Lot wanted to live in Stein. Stein had rules. It was a closed club. Didn't let people in so fast. The Ramban says, well, why was Lot allowed in to live in Stein? He was an outsider. So one of the Perushim, the Ramban says, Kfayt Avram. Kfayt Avram was a covet for them to have Avram's nephew living among them. But there's much more. You know, a corporation basically has two kinds of people that work in the corporation. Number one, you have employees. Employees are people who get paid. They get paid. They do their job. And they do their job. Some of them do it faithfully and loyally. But they do exactly what they're designed to do. And in exchange for what they do, they get paid. They don't have a real interest in the success of the corporation. They have only an interest in the sense that the corporation exists, therefore I have a job. But in the ups and downs daily of the corporation, that's not really their interest. That's not really where they're at. Where they're really at is just the day-to-day life, doing what they're supposed to do and getting paid for what they do. But there's someone else who's a partner. A partner is someone who could contribute to it. He's one of the people that runs the corporation. He has a vested interest in everything that happens. It matters to him whether the corporation succeeds. The employee, he works 9 to 5. Whether it's a good day, bad day, he goes home at 5 o'clock, his day's finished. The partner, he's worried about how the business is going. He can stay up all night to make sure that things are going right. He worries, he's doing 24 hours a day about how things are running. It matters to him. For 2,000 years, Klal Yisrael essentially was employees. Employees. There was a Bria of people who basically lived. The Ramchal tells us they didn't really have mitzvahs. They didn't keep Torah. They had Lavin. They had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And Kol Zman, you kept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That was the essential of Avodas Hashem. But it was dreary. They couldn't even do that. Things were difficult. Avodah Zara was all over the place. So Hashem waited. He waited patiently for that one person who's going to come along. He's going to come along and proclaim passionately to the Bria, Hashem, the existence of the Bar Yalim, the excitement and the passion to be Oyvid the Bar Yalim. And Hashem, when he found him in Avram, he became a partner in the Bria. How so? Because Avram's children, the whole Bria changes. It changed dramatically. The ups and downs of the Bria are based on Avram and his children. Things that happen in the Bria, L'tov or L'ra, are all a result of the actions of Klal Yisrael, and only the actions of Klal Yisrael can affect the up and down of the Bria. The rest of the Bria, the Goyim, the millions and actually billions of Goyim that exist, are all there only for the Toiv and the purpose and the Hatzlacha of Klal Yisrael. This is in Sfarim everywhere. Goyim, the world as a whole, that means the animals, that means the Goyim, that means the Bria in general, exists L'Toivas Klal Yisrael. And even within Klal Yisrael, there are ranks. It's one of the Perushim. Ein l'Kadosh Baruch Hu ela b'olamo yeledalad amu she'alocha bilvad. Which means a Kadosh Baruch Hu's basic olam is the Dalad Amos, the people who are learning, the Bnei Torah, the people who are Oyved Hashem. That's what the Bria is for. It means that all of the people all over the world, it's a mind-boggling concept. In France, and in Lithuania, and California, and China, all of that is all somehow there to eventually and ultimately feed the Oyvdei Hashem. This is what Avraham Avinu achieved. He achieved this through the passionate avoda to serve Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with an incredible thing. He made him and his children the focus and the hatzlacha of the entire Bria. And that's what these psukim mean. Vashem amar, ha-mechaseni me-Avraham, asher ni oseh. Can I hold back from Avraham what I'm planning on doing? He's a partner. V'Avraham, ha-yoyieh le-goy gadol v'atzom. Avraham is going to be a nation, an important nation, a goy gadol v'atzom. The Hatzlacha, the Bracha that the Amim, that the Goyim are going to have, is going to come from the serving of Am Yisrael. The whole Bracha of the Goyim comes through the serving of Am Yisrael, him and his children. So if that's the case, and also, Ki Adatif, Lemana Shiatzavis, Bonavis, Beis, Yacharav, Vishamu, Derech Hashem, they, his children, are the whole focus of the Kavod Hashem. So now I'm about to do something to the Bria. I'm about to take away one of the Amim that apparently is there for the purpose of serving Klal Yisrael. How can I not inform my partner, my new partner in the Bria? He's not a powerful partner. He doesn't make the decisions. But he's part. He's the focus. He's the center of the Bria. How can I not tell him what I'm going to do? And for good reason. Because Avraham cares. It matters to him. It matters to him whether or not the Bria is Matzliach, or whether the Goyim and the Bria are Matzliach. What does Avraham do when he hears that Hashem is going to destroy stone? He immediately davens. He prays to Hashem, he asks Hashem, he davens to him, 50, what about 45, what about 40, 30, he counts down. He davens to Hashem, asking him, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save. If there are some tzaddikim, isn't it worth it to save some of the cities? Different shatim, how what exactly it means, but isn't it worth it to save some of the cities for the tzaddikim? So this all begins, this basic yisoid of the world existing for Klal Yisrael, the whole concept, it's a mind-boggling concept, started with Avraham Avinu. There's a famous chazal, maybe you know, I'm sure you know it. Chazal say, La'osid lovay, when Hashem wants to take piranhas from all the Goyim. So the Goyim are all going to come. And they're all going to point to all the things they did. They built this city, and they built bridges, and they made this, and they made that, and all the things we did for Am Yisrael. And Hashem's going to tell them, you're right, but that wasn't your kavana. You were different. You were thinking something else. In fact, and sometimes you were thinking of uprooting and destroying Klal Yisrael. But really, Hashem says, I'm running things. I see things totally differently. I make things work. All of the things that the Goyim thought they were doing was for the detriment of Klal Yisrael. But it actually is for their Toiv. It actually maintained them and kept them going. There's a beautiful Rambam. Where the Rambam writes, he says an amazing thing. He says, a king builds a castle. It's a Rambam. Rambam in Shmaya Prakim. King builds a castle. And he thinks to himself, beautiful castle, stunning. And he thinks to himself, I'm the king of the world. I'm the center of the whole world. This castle is for me. Look at this kingdom. It's all for me. Says the Rambam, he doesn't realize that the reason why he built that castle, Hashem let him build the castle, is because Hashem knows that in 150, maybe 200 years, there's going to be a tzaddik who's going to be walking past that castle on a hot day, and he's going to need a shade to stand in. And he's going to stand in the shade of that castle and cool himself down. The castle was for him. The king thought it was for him. But it really was always for the tzaddik, for that person. Things are happening. We can't even conceive. But it's all there. Letevas, Am Yisrael. And Amim come and go. The Romans, the Greeks, the Persians, the Medes, USSR. All of these Amim, that fast, just disappeared. They served their purpose. They gave their roar. And then they don't exist. They finished their service to Hashem, and that was it. So Avram brings to Am Yisrael, he brings to the world a passion for Avodas Hashem, and he gets an incredible reward. But Avram isn't done yet. Hashem turns to him and requests one more thing. That's how the parasha concludes. Now the word Nisayan, the Rishonim explain, Nisayan sounds like a test. But there's no such thing as a test that Hashem gives. Hashem knows everything. He knows exactly whether you're going to pass the test or not. But the idea is for a person to take those kaychas, which he has, b'kayach, in a potential form, and activate them. When you activate your kaychas, you bring them out. Wow, that's the greatest thing a person can do. And what does he say to Avram? Kachnes binchas yichidcha shorahavtes Yitzchak. Tells him, go to Har Moriah and shecht your son on Har Moriah. Mefarshim go at length. What exactly was the nisayon for Avraham Avinu? I know two pshatim. One says like this. A Navi gets his nevuah in what's called an aspaklarya enamir. He doesn't really see clearly the nevuah. There was only one Navi that was zeicha to an aspaklarya meir. And who was that? Moshe Rabbeinu. So a Navi, when he gets his nevuah, it's not 100% clear. And it needs interpretation. Avram got the nevuah. He could have fudged the interpretation, could have played with it a little, but he didn't. Avram said the emes. He saw what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. His nisayon was to fudge the nevuah. He didn't fudge the nevuah. He took it straight. He understood what was asked for him, and he went ahead to perform the akedah. This, by the way, this idea of the importance of a Navi le'emes interpreting his nevuah is, I think, in the first bracha that we say by the Haftarah. We say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher, no, help me out, Asher, Asher Bachar B'Nevim Tevim, V'Ritzah B'Divrehem HaNemarim Be'emes. What does it mean, Bachar B'Nevim Tevim? V'Ritzah B'Divrehem HaNemarim Be'emes. What does it mean? That's what it means. Hashem picked Nevim. The Nevi'im were Tevim. They were good. They were good people. And you could trust them. They said their things Be'emes. They interpreted the Nevuahs as they were said. But there's another pshat, which the Rishonim say, which is even more powerful. This wasn't even a tzivui. Kach na es bincha. The Ran, in Drush 6, Drush Vav, says this was not a tzivui. It was a request. And Avram could have said no. But Avram sensed that this was a rotz in Hashem, a Ratzon HaBayre. And when he saw that it was a Ratzon HaBayre to be Makriv his son, he immediately jumped up without thinking, took his son, and went to perform the Akedah. And what is the result of the Akedah? At the end, Hashem says, Vayomer, bi nishbati num Hashem, ki yan asher asis es hadavar hazeh v'leich hasachtes binchas yechidecha, ki vareich avarechecha. So Hashem says, I'll bless you. V'harbo arbe es zaracha kechoichvei ha-shemayim v'chachol asher l'sfas hayom, v'yirash zaracha es shar oyevav. V'is baruchu v'zaracha kerl goye haretz ekev asher shamate b'koili. The Ramban, and I have to read you the words. Some of the most powerful Rambans in Chumash are the shortest ones. This one is all of three lines. Maybe in this Chumash it'll be four. All I have to do is see it. The Ramban says, listen to this. V'nei huftach shelo yigroim shum chet shiyich lezaroi. Avram was given a haftacha. There will never be a chet that will cause a loss of your children, of your seed, of your children, of your grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Oy shiyipol biyad oyva v'lo yakum. It'll never happen that your children will find themselves snared by oivim, by enemies, and eliminated and wiped off the face of the earth. It'll never happen. You have a promise for history. He was promised eternity. V'hine zoi havtocha shleme b'geula ha'sida lanu. The Akedah is the source of the havtocha of the geula, of Mashiach Tzidkenu. It all happened at that moment at the Akedah. Why? It's amazing. Eternity. Avram got eternity from the Akedah. What was so special? Rabbeis, I think the pshat is like this. The Ran, and that same Ran, Drush Vav, the Ran says this. He says, what Avram did to sacrifice his son is lehepich legamre of the natural teva of what any person would ever do. It's the opposite. Avram went against the teva of what is natural. A person who he loves so much, his own children, his own son, to take his son and shecht him, it's against the natural teva of any Abba anywhere. Says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, if you can behave like that with your children, abnormally, against the Teva, so can I. And he promised him that against all odds, against all chances, against everything, he promised him that Klal Yisrael would never be eliminated. They're all gone. The Assyrians, and the Greeks, and the Babylonians, and the Medes, and the Persians, etc., etc., they're all gone. And somehow the small nation, us, Am Yisrael, have existed all the way down through the Deiris. History bears this out. 3,000 years. The Goyim marvel at it. The Goyim have marveled at it. It's impossible. It doesn't make sense. There are 7 billion Goyim on this planet. More than 7 billion. They say Klal Yisrael numbers about 12 million. That's, I think, 0.001 of all of that. And yet we're still here, and strong, and alive. We went through Holocaust, we went through everything. We've had all kinds of sivas to destroy. But we're still here. The legacy of Avram Avinu, there's not enough you can say. He made us the center. He made us the center of the whole Bria. He gave us the schus, ashreinu, matayv kelkenu. How wonderful can it be? I remember once, maybe you've heard him speak. There's a person who is a ger. He was once the prince of Swaziland. Maybe you saw him speak. Right? He's a black person, comes from Swaziland, and I was once schmoozing with him, and he was saying to me, he says, "You guys don't realize. You know how hard it was for me to become a Jew? You know how hard it is. I had to go through a Beis Din. I had to do so much." And when I finally did it, now I walk around, everybody looks at me, I look funny, I don't look... He says, and I see Yidden who have trouble. And it's so easy for them. They just have to sit in the base medrash and start doing what's right and doing what they're supposed to do. And they join Klal Yisrael. We were given a very special legacy. This is what it means in that pasuk. L'man asher yedativ ki yitzave esbanu bnei bonu. Because he knew that Avraham Avinu through the Deiris, the Klal Yisrael would carry that torch through all the Deiris, and we would be the those to hold up and raise up the torch of Kavod Hashem for everyone. And, you know, I think the message for us, it's inspiring. At the same time, it gives us a chrayis to understand that we are, there's so few of us. But every time we leave yeshiva, every time we walk out on the street, we're representing Hashem. We're representing the Kavod Hashem. How we behave, how people look at us. A little behavior this way, that way, can be a chil Hashem in just one small thing. And adarabah, Hashem separated us from the Goyim. He made us the focus of the Bria. We can't join them, go to them. Adarabah, where are the people running the Bria? They're our employees. That's not the place to go. This Rabbi Isai is the great legacy of Avram. And Mirtz Hashem, we have to take it. He gave us a promise. He gave us a schus that we'll have this schus ad Mashiach Tzidkenu.